I'm joined by case manager Ian McDonald after this evening's 4-2 defeat at home to Ashford Town. Ian, it may be a stupid question, but what's the mood like in the dressing room?
I don't know, to be honest, because I got out there as soon as possible. Very, very disappointed with the performance. Stuart McIntyre and myself said all really what we had to say at half time. So at the end of the game, I just said to Stuart, got nothing to state. They can let them have a good think about the game. They can talk amongst themselves. We'll have a chat on Thursday, because at the end of the games is especially when you've been hammered 4-2 at home, and I mean hammered. I think you've got to give a little bit of breathing space for ourselves and for them, and then we'll have a chat with them on Thursday when we come in for training.
Despite the result, what positives do you draw from the game? I thought we played. We kept going till the end, and it wasn't really till the fourth goal that we really buckled.
I think they're kind words, to be honest, because I don't think I can take any positives out of the game. Our defending was awful as a team, and we didn't play the tempo we should have played at, and we give them far too much space. We let them boss the game. They look the side who were 6 or 7 top, and we looked at the side who were struggling at the bottom of the league. I thought they played very, very well. I think this result, to be honest, has been possibly coming, because we've let a lot of goals in over the last few weeks, and we've come back from going a goal down, and tonight was the night. I've been telling the players for weeks, you can't keep giving teams a goal start, 2 goal start, and expect to keep getting back into the game. And tonight was the game. Probably just that bridge too far, and just hopefully it's give us the kick up the backside that perhaps we need. We've had a great run, and that's credit to the players, and they're all disappointed in there. I'm disappointed, Stuart's disappointed, I'm sure all the fans are, but we have to regroup on Thursday night in training and prepare for Saturday's game at Tooting.
This season we've played our midweek games on a Monday night. Do you think that had any impact today, just 48 hours recovery time for the players?
No, not really. They had a game on Saturday at Banstead, so they've only had 48 hours to recover. So exactly the same. They're having a good run at the moment. We're having a fantastic run, and we didn't play from the outset with like a team with confidence who've had a run of 13 games unbeaten. They played with confidence. They've had I think if you look at the current form league, they're mid table. And, they played with plenty of confidence and played with no fear. We looked like we played with a lot of fear this evening.
We saw you guys were coming out for the second half having words with the referee. I didn't think he had a particularly good game. There's a lot of gamesmanship going on which he didn't clamp down on early on in the first half.
I can't blame the referee for us getting beat tonight. We've shot ourselves in the foot. I don't think the official had a good game, but at the end of the day, there's no way I can blame him for our defeat. It lies at my feet, and everybody connected with the squad tonight.
I guess the important thing now, having one winning run or one unbeaten run come to an end, is to start another one, starting Saturday at Tooting.
Yeah, that's right. Good teams, and I think I've got a good side. I've got a good squad. Good teams, when they have a hiccup, as you've said, they then jump back on the bus again and have another good run. And what harder place to go than Tooting on Saturday? I'm sure tonight's result has given us that kick up the backside. It's down to the players now, and down to Stuart and myself to make sure we prepare properly and put performance on Saturday, because we just haven't put performance on tonight.
And one final question, their goalkeeper had a blinder today. We need a spare goalkeeper, don't we?
Well, I know David. I work with David at Millwall, and David's a Kent boy. He made some fantastic saves this evening, and he's probably sod's law because I know him. He's had a great game. I hope nobody blames Jonty for our defeat this evening, because at the end of the day, he didn't really have much chance with any of the goals tonight. He's been let down by the 10 people in front of him, and. Yes, it is, Richard Martin's gone at the moment. Whether we can have him back, I don't know. I'm still in talks with Brighton. I think FA rules probably state that we can't get him back, but we're just trying to look at that situation. I'm sure people will put it down to Richard not being here this evening, but at the end of the day, we've scored buckets of goals while Richard's been at the club, and you know, it's not Richard Martin who's been scoring those goals. So you know, we just need to get back focused and you know, look at tonight's result and you know, put it to the back of our minds as soon as possible. I mean, the run was going to end. It's disappointing it's ended this evening, and as I've said, you know, we've got to crack on and you know, get everybody smiling again and crack on and prepare for Saturday's game.
That's great. Thanks, Kenny, and good luck Saturday.
No problem. Cheers.